Take your Bibles, if you would, please, and turn to the book of Deuteronomy this morning. Fifth book of the Bible, Deuteronomy, chapter 8 this morning. Deuteronomy, chapter 8, we're going to read three verses, verses 1 through 3 this morning. I'll read aloud as you read along silently, Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. If you're able this morning, in honor of the Word of God, would you stand to your feet as you're finding your place as we read the Word of God together this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, beginning at verse 1 of chapter 8. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this passage. What a powerful passage, much repeated in the New Testament. God, I pray you'd just work in our lives today from what we hear. Help us to appreciate our country more, our salvation more, all that you've given us more. God, please anoint our pastor with thy Holy Spirit power to accomplish these things in our life. And Father, if there's someone in this room or listening on the internet this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior, I pray they'd settle it this morning in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, I want to take this message today, this time, and talk to you about why a Memorial Day. Just after the Civil War ended in 1865, about 2 years later, a general who had fought on the side of the North wanted us as a nation to remember those who had given their life in the conflict. It's very interesting that after even just a few years after the Civil War, there was a desire for America to heal its wounds. Civil War was Americans killing Americans. The most costly war in the history of this country. And this general wanted us as a nation to remember those who had given their lives on both sides of the conflict. So he declared in a city called Waterloo in New York City, he started an idea of going to the graves of those who had died in the Civil War and put flowers and flags and things on the graves. And they called it initially, they called it Decoration Day. Some of you old settlers will remember Decoration Day was in America, that was what Memorial Day was until 1971. Then they made it a national a time in this nation to be remembering those who had given their life, because obviously since the Civil War, we had World War I and II and then Korea. So consequently, as a nation, they wanted us to have a time of remembrance, because somebody had given their lives in defense of this nation. That's what Memorial Day is. Now, for most Americans, it's another three-day weekend. Hopefully, at least they'll put the flag out. At least do that much. But rather than that, as a nation, our country needs to remember. You say, well, Pastor Johnson, why think about something so awful as someone dying? Because sacrifice that is not remembered and honored will have to be made again. And that's the cost. That's the cost of freedom. It does not come free to anyone. It has to be purchased. An old expression used historically in this nation is the life of liberty is paid for by the blood of patriots. So it's a Memorial Day weekend. And you'll probably get together with your family. That's good. Have some time off. That's even fine. We talked this morning about how many of our folks are traveling on the weekend or out of town. That's good. I'm glad they get time with their family and their loved ones. All well, fine, and good. But somewhere in the middle of all this stuff, let's remember something. Somebody gave their life for our freedoms. And that's a price that should not be forgotten. Shouldn't be brushed aside. Shouldn't be just something thought, mentioned, and then gone on. You see, God wanted us to remember things too. This book of Deuteronomy that you read from this morning, the word Deuteronomy comes from a Latin word, means Deuteronomos. It means second law. God put an entire book in the Bible for Israel to remember by. This book, Deuteronomy, is given to the children of Israel when God gave it to them, because this generation of Israelites was about to go into the promised land. And before they went in, God wanted them to remember some things. They had come out of Egypt's bondage, miraculously delivered by God, crossed through the Red Sea, God parted that ocean, through the wilderness. Then, because they're one generation, the first generation would not honor God, He took them back to the wilderness for 40 years. While that generation died off, this next generation is coming up. Now, that generation that came up, that their fathers would not know, that generation saw God feed them with manna in the wilderness, and they saw miracles out there too. And this next generation comes along, and they come back to the Jordan River where their fathers had stood and said no to God, and God asked them, will you say yes? But before you do, I want you to remember some things. And he put an entire book in his word for God's children to remember some things. See, look in Deuteronomy chapter 8 again this morning, if you would. And look there at verse number 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Would you look at verse 3? And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. In other words, God said, I'll let you get hungry. Why? And to feed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. God let him get hungry just to show him that he could feed him. 3 million people in the wilderness, God fed them every day for 40 years. And he provided water out of a rock. If you know that area of the country, of the world at all, you know it is barren land. There ain't a 7-Eleven anywhere. There's nowhere. They couldn't stop and grow crops fast enough to feed 3 million people. God had to provide food for them in the wilderness. And this next generation, their father said no, they were now going to get their chance to say yes or no to God. And this next generation, however, they did see that. They saw the manna. Every morning they would go out, except for on the Sabbath. Every morning they would go out and God would put bread on the ground for them and water from the rock and quail in the camp at night. You go on to the next verse. He said your clothes didn't even wear out. I provide clothing for you. He put a pillar of smoke over them at daytime to shield them from the heat of the day. And at night, that pillar of smoke became a pillar of fire, because in the desert it goes from 110-120 degrees down into the low 30s at night. And it would be, so he put a pillar of fire over them at night to light their way. 3 million people put a pillar of fire to light their way, and then to keep them warm at night. So he'd keep them cool during the day and warm at night, and bread in front of their tents, and quail in the camp, and water from a rock. And they fought battles in the wilderness and won the battles. And he said, this new generation, do you remember all this way that I've led you? And I fed you with manna too, you know. And I took care of you and provided your needs also, you know, for those 40 years in the wilderness. He said, do you remember? See, God's into the Memorial Day thing also. We as a nation have Memorial Day to remember. Why do we need this, though? Well, because first of all, this morning you need to understand something, that remembering is important to remind us of what has been. As citizens of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, we do not live in a perfect nation, but we still live in the best one. Oh, yeah. Well, America's got problems. You been anywhere else in the world lately? Seen what goes on in these other countries? What their life is like, what they live, how they live, the way things are. Listen, 70% of the world doesn't even have clean drinking water every morning. You went to the faucet, turned the faucet on, didn't even think about the fact that you had something 70% of the world does not have every day of their life. No, America's not perfect, but it is a good nation. And it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's the best one on this planet. See, I notice that you sing a lot of patriotic songs. You like waving the flag. Oh, yeah, we do. In just a couple weeks, we're going to put one right out here in the corner of the property. One of the families in the church paid for it. We're going to put a big flag and a flagpole out there. And we get it done, we're going to have the day we recognize first responders, and we're going to go out there and stand around that flag. And yes, that's right. We are not ashamed of the fact that this is our nation and we love America. Because, see, remembering this is important to remember what has been. America's never been a perfect nation. America's never done everything it's supposed to. America's not always been right, and America's not always been just, and America has not always been fair. But there is something about the right part of this country that should be remembered. We're getting shoved off into political correctness where it just sounds like this nation was nothing but a bunch of robbers and thieves and we did nothing but wrong. I got news for you, friend. There's something right about this country. There was a time when this nation was a righteous nation and a godly nation, still not perfect, still not holy, still didn't do everything the way it's supposed to do. Every nation has their sins. Every nation has their faults. Every nation has their failures. But it wouldn't take even someone with a minor education to understand this is a God-blessed nation. That started out with the concept. Now listen, with the concept that America would be a nation under God. We put it on our money. We put it in our our Pledge of Allegiance, not right away initially, but eventually somebody got smart enough to do that. If you know anything about the forefathers of this nation, those who helped frame this nation, you know they meant for this nation to be a godly nation. Let me give you an example quickly. The Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights, that simple, pure, perfect document that has almost 30 different references to the Word of God in it, was meant to be given to a moral nation. Their idea of framing this country, listen, was not to give everybody rights and freedoms to do what they wanted. It was to give people rights and freedoms who had a moral basis and compass for their thinking to carry out those rights and freedoms. Now we've taken the morality out. We've taken out the purity of a nation, the godliness of our nation. We remove that and wonder why the Constitution doesn't function like it should, because it was given to a moral nation, not an immoral nation, not an ungodly nation, not a nation that shakes its fist in the face of God and defies the Word of God. That's not the America we were given. We need a memorial day to remember something. To remember that we as a nation came into existence because God wanted this nation here. We're not the only one that's that way. Israel is God's chosen people. God has taken that torch of his hand of blessing and working, and he's passed it down through the ages. But America certainly has had its time. And if America doesn't wake up, America won't have its freedom much longer. We need to remember what has been. As citizens, we need to remember who gave their lives for the freedom of this country. You sang it this morning about those patriots who love freedom more than they love life. But you know, a Memorial Day also applies to us as Christians. We need to remember that our liberty as a child of God came at a great cost also. Jesus Christ purchased our freedom with his blood. He willingly went to the cross and gave his life in our place to pay our sin debt to God. Purchasing that freedom with his life, he then dipped his soul into death and for 3 days and nights lay dead in a tomb. But after 3 days and 3 nights, Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and then thereby sealed that purchase that he made for our sins by giving us eternal life by his resurrection. And so we have today, as Christians, we need to remember that. You say, well, yeah, I know I'm saved. No, I don't know I'm saved. I am certain I am. And not only that, but I'm blessed to think that I'm a child of God, that I have salvation, that it was I don't understand Christians who've got a ho-hum idea about their salvation. Oh, well, yeah, I'm saved. Oh, no, not oh, well, and not oh, yeah. Oh, yes, sir, I am a child of God, born again, washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And I would not have salvation. I wouldn't even know God without Jesus. We need to remember something now. See, Memorial Day is about remembering what has been. And as Christians, we have a double blessing to remember that the Bible that we hold in our hands, the church in which we sit, all of that came at a price of Christian patriots who down through the centuries, millions of them slaughtered like animals because they would not give up their faith. Everything comes at a cost, people. This idea of the freebie stuff in America, it blows my mind. I cannot get the concept that everybody's supposed to get what they want for nothing. Like it's supposed to miraculously just appear out of the sky. Nope, that's not how it works. And you know something? We didn't do it today. We'll do it tonight, I promise you. We'll show you video and pictures of our folks who've gone to heaven. And you sit in a church building those people paid for. They went to a Grange Hall building over here, Carol May. They went to a Grange Hall building over here and put their babies in nurseries that were in kitchens, Sunday school classes in hallways. Went in buildings that were hot in the summer and cold in the wintertime and those kind of things. Those dear people, they stayed faithful to this, and they stayed faithful in that building. Then we went over to the Open Bible Church building, and we had to rebuild that place and restore it and fix it up and make it habitable for human beings, and we fixed that building up. Then we left there and went over to Butte Street and took an old eyeglass factory and remodeled and fixed that thing up and made it look like a nice old eyeglass factory. Then went to Cedars Road and bought an old church building over there, and we spent a lot of time fixing that place up. I remember doing a roof job in August on 11,500 square foot building. We did a roof job on that thing in August. Many of you were there. We'd get up there at the crack of dawn and work until you pick up an asphalt towel and it would just melt in your hands, then have to get off the roof because it was hot. And we had that building over there. Hey, there are people who paid for all that stuff. You know that? That's why it's wrong for us just to go to church, sit here and get something and get up and go home. That's wrong. It's not right. We're doing that in America. We're doing that in our church. We're doing that in our lives because somehow or another we think just because we breathe, we should get what we get. No! Somebody made that possible. Memorial Day. It's a time to remember. And that time to remember is to remember what has been. It's a time to remember and remember what should be. Okay, so some Americans don't get this idea of freedom. Don't let that be you. I'm not going to do that. I was one of the blessed privileges of being raised by my grandparents. They taught me good old-fashioned, true to the bone patriotism. I'm thankful for that. There was never, you know, I lived with them in the 60s, portion of my life and portion of time in the 1960s. And all these people are out there rioting for peace. Didn't make any sense then, doesn't make any sense now. Hey, look at me. When someone riots because they think the law is unjust by breaking the law by rioting, doesn't that just kind of make you wonder what in the world they're thinking? Just a tad. Rioting for peace. We're going to have peace. If we can't have it, we're going to riot. That makes sense. Yeah, that's not a hypocritical thing, is it? Is it? We have a lot of people in this country who take their freedoms for granted. They know if they go in Walmart, they can load up a shopping cart and walk out, and Walmart will not stop them. So they do that. That's insane. Hey, that's insane. Okay, now look at me. And if they do that, don't you do it. Hey, look at me. See, the idea is this, that remembering should be us remembering and thinking about what should be. Okay, if America has got problems, don't you be a part of the problem. See, if they're going to cheat, don't you cheat. If they're going to lie, don't you lie. If they're going to shack up, then don't you shack up. If they're going to cuss, then don't you cuss. If they're going to talk a certain way that's wrong, then don't let it come out of your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, see, as citizens, we have a responsibility to be what should be in America. Well, it doesn't make any difference. Oh, yeah, it does. It makes a difference under your head, under your scalp and under your roof and in your house and in this place. We don't, that's not us. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I don't care how they, what laws they pass. Well, it's legal. That doesn't make it right. So what if it's legal? I don't care if they make it legal. I don't care how much they sanctify it. I don't care how much they set it apart. If it's not right according to the Word of God, it's not right. That's just the way it is. As far as I'm concerned, they're not changing my mind about it. Not going to do it. Hey, not going to do it. Memorial days, remember what should be. That means we don't take for granted the liberties we have in our country. Hey, we're not going to join the crowd going the wrong way. We're going to stand and do the thing that's the right thing and go the right way. Oh, and then there, as Christians, we should do the same. So let's not take for granted our salvation. Let's not take for granted our Bible. Let's not take for granted our church. Let's not take for granted the blessings of God in our lives. Hey, when someone asks you, how's it going? Is the first thing out of your mouth something that's not good or something that is? Are we blessed and highly favored or not? Yeah, we see, I got this. Yeah, you got this and I got this. All God's children got their stuff, okay? I got that. I got mine, you got yours. I've got my troubles, you got your troubles. I got my battles, you got your battles. I got my struggles, you got your struggles. I've got things I'm working on, you got things you're working on. We all have stuff. But you know something, ladies and gentlemen? We are still blessed people. We are highly blessed people. We still have salvation. You know, nobody can touch your salvation. You accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, can't take it away from you. You can't even give it up. God seals you, saves you, secures you in that salvation. You know that book right there, ladies and gentlemen? That book will stand. You can't fight it. You can't do it. You can't do anything against it. That book will stand. I don't care what they say. That book will stand because God is behind that book. And I have a copy of it. I have a copy of that book. I have a copy of the Word of God in my hands this morning. I have this book in my hand. I have a church to go to. I still got freedom and liberty to go to church on Sunday. I still can do that. You know what? I still have the blessings of the Lord in my life. He still answers prayer. He's still there in the morning to meet with me. He's still walking with me. You know what? I'm not going to do that. I am not going to miss what is because of what isn't. If some have forgotten the goodness of God in their lives, don't let that be you. That's why he told these children of Israel in Deuteronomy 8, this next generation, you remember now all the way that I led you and the manna that they were still eating the manna when he told them that. That name manna in the Bible, the Israelites came up with that because they couldn't figure out what it was. I think it was either grits or tortillas or something. I don't know what it was. Say, well, I'm not sure it was tortillas. You weren't there. You don't know that. Could have been cornbread that was out there. Who knows? All I know is this, people, they looked at it and they said, we don't know what that is, but it's from God. So manna means we don't know what that is. That's what that means. You've all stood in line next to somebody at Walmart and go, I don't know what that is either, but that's a whole other subject. The truth is, God... Memorial Day is to remember also, listen now, what will be. What will be, hey, listen. What will be. A day when there are no cell phones. I always wonder who calls somebody in church when they're supposed to be in church. Oh, never mind. What will be. All right, here we go. We'll get back on the subject. Pastor, how can you remember what will be when it hasn't even happened yet? Here's how it happens. Here's how you do that. They that refuse to learn from history are doomed to relive it. Listen, you learn about the future from the past. As Americans, we have no guarantee America will always be here. Look here, haven't we learned anything yet? Mighty nations and empires have existed on this earth that are rubble and ruins today. People will travel all over the world to go see the pyramids in Egypt. Once a mighty nation and empire. You know what they are? They're big piles of rocks, stones out in the middle of the desert. And, oh, and then to go to Greece and walk through Greece and go to the Acropolis and go to these places and see the piles of beautiful stones. That's what it is. Stones. Then you go to Rome, huh? Go to the Forum and see what once was a mighty empire that ruled this entire world. It's Rome. It's stone. It's just stones now. There's nothing left. No, look here, no nation has ever gone the direction those nations went and continued. And America is way down the road, just like them. Yeah, they honored immorality. They made it legal. Hey, they made it legal. They honored it. They literally exalted immorality, and it destroyed them. That's what we do in America today. With Modern Family stuff on television and garbage like that. And then making laws. Now they want to make laws where we can't even say what we want to believe about stuff. America, we're not learning from the past. What will be? I'll tell you what will be in America. We cannot continue on the course we are now. We cannot do that. We cannot continue the path of ungodliness and the direction we're going. You see, you just said America's great. Now you say it's ungodly. America is a great ungodly nation. I can tell you this, our greatness and our goodness will not preserve us on the current path of the direction of this country. It won't last. We can't do it. Someone once said years ago, if God doesn't do something to America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Now look here, we're headed for real trouble here. You say you're declaring doom in America. I'm declaring to you that something has to change. We cannot go on this course. We cannot stay this course. We cannot do it. And America has no guarantee in prophetic scripture of continuing. America has no guarantees. There are no guarantees this nation in the Bible will continue. None. Israel's the only God-blessed and God-protected nation. The only one. Only one I can find in the Bible. The truth of the matter is we must understand something. This is what we'll be. We must do something to stem the tide. Yeah, but it's too late, Pastor Johnson. It's too late if we give up. It's too late if we do nothing. It's too late if you give in to what's going on in this country and just become another one of them. We can't do that. Hey, we cannot do that. We do know also that as Christians, our future is by looking in the past in the Bible. I know this is going to sound complex, but stay with me just a moment longer here. Watch. See this? That book is the Word of God, and it's a history book too. And as you read through that, you know what you find out? Here's, watch this. It's really difficult. Those who did what God said were blessed, and those who didn't weren't. Nobody ever defied God and His Word, and it went well for them. Well, I know some people, I said, went well. Has it ended up for them in their life? Nobody ever did that. Nobody ever has, and nobody ever will. For be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For if you sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Hey, like we talked about last week, and I know you remember everything from last week. We have simple choices, and here's one. You want God to bless you, do what the Bible says. You want God to work against you, go against the book. That's prophetic. That's what's going to happen to us. Now, here's the thing. You put seeds of wrong in your life in the ground, they don't come up instantaneously, but they do come up. And eventually that harvest runs its course. So what you do is you put seeds of what's right in your life and let God bring that out. And when that does, God brings a bountiful harvest. You will get blessed. Your loved ones get blessed. Your children get blessed. Your life is blessed. And God puts His hand on you. Well, Pastor, but it's just too difficult to do the right thing nowadays. Nope. It's not easy to do either one. It's not easy to do wrong, and it's not easy to do right. But the truth is, both are very simple if we understand this. Memorial Day is a time for us to remember something. We can look ahead and figure out what's going to be. So here's my mindset. I want to try to be the best Christian I can be in this world and the best citizen I can be in my own nation. And by the way, that includes when I go somewhere else besides America. I just want to be the best I can be in what those areas are. When you and I get to the place where we just resign ourselves to that's how it is and we can't change anything, then we're in big trouble. Memorial Day, a time to remember. Let's stand to our feet, please, this morning.